In the first reading today, a line caught my eye just especially this week in prayer and reflection, because we're preparing for a very, very happy event in our diocese this Saturday, where Bishop Spalding will ordain 5 new priests on Saturday at the cathedral, one of whom we've heard this week, and more on this later, will actually be assigned here to St. Rose. So we even have a very vested interest in this event. And in light of that upcoming ordination, a line from the first reading caught my prayer and reflection this week, where it said about Paul and Barnabas, it says, "They appointed presbyters for them in each church with prayer and fasting, commending them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith." They appointed presbyters for each church. Paul and Barnabas are going around and founding new communities, new Christian communities. And before they move on, they appoint presbyters. Well, presbyter is the word in the New Testament for priest. For example, this ordination will be the ordination to the presbyterate, to the presbyteral order, is what it sort of formally will be called. And so it's very interesting that in the early church, the assumption was that priests would be drawn out of the local church. It's a very interesting reality there. Paul and Barnabas found men worthy of ordination to the priesthood in these communities. And this is really the way we need to be thinking. That we, for example, who are about to receive one of these new priests, well, how many people have we sent off from St. Rose to the bishop to study for the priesthood? We're getting on the deficit side of this equation here, all right? We need to, we got to hold up our end of the stick, all right? And I'll say this to you, I know that there are young men in this parish. I know that there are young men in this church at this moment who are being called to the priesthood. I know that. I also know there are young women here being called to be religious sisters as well. I know that too. This is the way God wants them to be called up to serve out of the community for the community. It's one of the reasons why in discerning my call to the priesthood that I realized I was called to be a priest of the Diocese of Nashville, because this is where I am. It's where God put me. It's where God put my family for a long time. I've told you all, generations of my family are just over here in Evergreen Cemetery, you know. And so I thought, well, if it's not me who's going to be a priest here, who is it going to be? And so I want to talk to you a little bit. Also, St. Paul talked a little bit about how to hear that call. He mentioned two things. Did you hear the two things he mentioned? He mentioned prayer and he mentioned fasting. In prayer and fasting, these calls were discerned among those who were faithful to the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus calls, there's one thing I know. Say yes. When Jesus calls, say yes. And don't say, "I'll think about it and get back to you in a while," okay? That's as good as no, okay? Say it. Now, when that call comes, I don't know. But when it comes, say yes. And don't be afraid. That's another of the things we hear Jesus say a lot in the Bible, isn't it? In the Gospels. That we heard, especially St. John Paul, repeat over and over again. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, in any Christian vocation, there is actually a lot, just on a rational basis, to be afraid of. I'm always very sympathetic, for example, to a young couple on their wedding day who seem to be very nervous about it, you know? There's a lot to be nervous about in a certain way of looking at things, honestly, you know? Except for the fact that if you've discerned this call, that you know that Jesus is in this with you. You know, as Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, it takes three to get married. You know, that the Jesus who calls you to marriage and promises you the grace. But the same thing is true in a vocation to the priesthood or to religious life. If he's calling you, he's not all of a sudden just going to let you down. He's going to give you exactly what you need. So say yes. Say yes. And one thing I want to say to the rest of us out here who may have already discerned our vocations, or especially for those of you all who are parents, help your children, your sons, discern a call to the priesthood. Don't freak out, okay, if they can come and tell you that they're thinking about being a priest. Do you know that today, parents are some of the biggest obstacles to a vocation to the priesthood? It seems kind of counterintuitive, but it's true. I think it's true for religious life as well. And it's probably out of good motivations and that sort of thing, but trust God. You know, he'll have good for you as well as for your children in this as well. We can trust him. We can always trust him. But realize this is where it works. Priests don't come from another planet. That's not really where they come. And what the church's idea is that they come from, you know, your parish, from next door, from maybe the room upstairs. That's where they come from. And we need to be thinking of ourselves this way in this parish, in this very intentional way. We are going to be blessed to receive a brand new priest in just a few weeks. And that is a beautiful, beautiful blessing that we're going to receive. But we also need to be a part of the giving end of that equation as well. And just expect that. We ought to be like having, oh, these are not like, oh, we have a seminarian every now and then from our parish, or he is the seminarian from our parish, but, oh, these are the seminarians from our parish, all right? But it's almost like a well-known group in our parish. We just expect this, you know, that good, faithful, young Catholic men who are open to Jesus are going to discern this. And we've got to let them do that. We've got to let them do that. And in that process, they might discern that maybe actually God isn't calling them to do this. But the best place to discern that is actually in the seminary, actually. That's the best place to figure out whether God is calling you or not, because you can focus in on it. So I just encourage everybody to this is the way we see from the very beginning. The church saw the priests of the church coming from out of the communities of the church and then spending their lives for the good of those communities. That's the normal way. That is the normal way, the ordinary way of vocation, both to priesthood and also to religious life. And so let us open our hearts to that possibility. Let's be praying for it. That our parish will be a parish in which people hear and respond to the call of God, whatever it may be. Listen in prayer and fasting to that loving call of God.